Hey, and welcome back to another episode or video of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and then career coach on the weekends. I say all of that just to promise you that I actually know what I'm talking about. Today, we are going to be talking all things applicant tracking systems. What the heck are they? What does it mean for you? Does it mean you need to change the way that you apply for jobs? But before we get into it, please make sure you are liking this video if you're watching it on YouTube. If you're listening to the Straight Shooter Pooter, I should be fired. I'm self-employed, but I should be fired. If you're listening to the Straight Shooter Recruiter podcast, make sure you're subscribing, leave a review. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to leave a little comment and a like button. It really does help me so, so much in terms of growing my channel and my platform. And don't forget, you can always check me out on Instagram as well as on TikTok at Emily the Recruiter. Let's get into the good stuff. First things first, what is an applicant tracking system? An applicant tracking system is essentially a technology or tool that helps recruiters receive applications, filter through applications, as well as move you through their internal process. It's typically the same tool we use on your job posting. So for example, when you're applying for a job, that's typically being funneled into an applicant tracking system, aka an ATS. I'm going to be lazy and probably call it that a couple of times. But it also helps us filter through resumes. On average, most jobs receive anywhere from 500 to 2,000 applications per role. Obviously, that's going to vary based on the kind of position, the level, where you're located, and all of that great stuff. All to say, ATSs or applicant tracking systems really help us recruiters filter through all of our different applicants. So what does that mean for you as an applicant? So how do applicant tracking systems work? Well, I think it's actually more helpful to talk about what they don't do. An applicant tracking system is going to help me filter my candidates. I'll be able to look up keywords based on the role I'm recruiting for. Maybe I look up a search term like digital marketing, and all of the resumes that have digital marketing experience are going to populate for me. What an applicant tracking system is not going to do is throw out your resume because you're missing buzzwords. This is a huge misconception that I hear all the time. People are honestly convinced that if they don't have every buzzword listed on the job description inside of their resume, that no one's going to see it and that these magical little robots are going to throw your resume into the abyss. And that's not a thing. Remember, an ATS helps us filter. It's not doing our job for us. Most companies across North America especially still have recruiters manually reading every single resume. I call this out because that means your resume is not going to be thrown out because it missed a couple of buzzwords. What it does mean is that your resume needs to pack a punch and stand out. If 2,000 people have applied for my role and I'm manually reviewing every single one, your resume better have a great format, it better be written well, it better grab my attention. So if you want more information on how to have a great resume, click the key card somewhere over here to get into that. Now, you can use an applicant tracking system to help make sure your resume is easy to find when we're searching, and that can include using buzzwords. It's a great idea to go into the job description for the role that you're applying to, look at some of the key skills that they're calling out. Again, maybe that example is digital marketing, and make sure you're using that language and using those words in your job posting, or in your application rather. But if you don't have time to customize your resume every single time, it doesn't mean that your resume is getting thrown out. The applicant tracking system can help make your resume come to the top of the pile, and it can really help stand out if you are leveraging some of those keywords. But I don't want you to use buzzwords as a safety net or using them in every other word. I don't want to read a sentence that says, I work collaboratively, I love synergy, I love digital marketing, SEO. Like, I don't want a laundry list of all of the words you read on the job posting. I want an accurate representation of your skills with a couple of keywords thrown in there to make it easier for me to find. The reason I wanted to make this video is I have literally had candidates submit some crazy stuff. I was gonna cuss, but I'm not going to. I've had candidates really, really submit some madness. For example, one time I had a candidate that had a Word document resume they submitted. The resume looked normal, didn't have a crazy amount of keywords, but every time I searched for a keyword, this resume came up. And I was like, what the heck? They don't have this skill on their resume. How is this populating? And then I took my mouse and I hovered over the whole document. This person listed the entire job description in white text behind their resume so that it automatically populated. That is not a good hack. That is not a good look. Remember, the goal of the ATS is to help filter, not make the decisions for us. So I would rather you invest your time in having a well-crafted resume instead of panicking about the ATS. All in all, the purpose of this video is to let you know that yes, keywords and calling out the skills listed in the job description definitely will help you in your job search. However, there are not little mystical robots looking to throw out your resume in an applicant tracking system. So don't psych yourself out. Do not get too hung up on the keywords and focus on putting together a resume that's really well crafted. I really hope this short, sweet little video slash podcast episode was helpful. This is really just to be the voice of reason and give you, frankly, the real on the applicant tracking system myth. It is not this like big terrifying thing. It's a tool. That's it. Anyways, I hope this was helpful. Please don't forget to smash that little like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the podcast if you're listening. As always, I love hanging out with you, so thank you so much for your time, and I'll talk to you next week.